All right, welcome to the Whitney Cordova's show, featuring Aaron sometimes.
Aaron and Whitney Cordova's show.
Nice. Okay, so do you know what this is, Whitney? Right here, I'm right here.
No.
This paper is, in fact, the largest wire transfer we have ever done in the history of our lives.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Did you know this?
No, I didn't.
Let me show it to you. Here you go.
That's intense.
3.4 million dollars. Hi, yay, yay. Hi. Okay, so this is a way to start the year. Is it good, you think?
I think it's a great way to start the year, investing, creating your futures.
Yes, so
you always have to invest in business and reinvest so that you can continue to grow.
Yes. And
unless you don't want to grow, but that's one's choice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, some people say that they don't care about money. It's fine. I did a post a few weeks ago. I didn't tell you about it, but I wrote like, someone else put it on their feed, and they said, "How much money do you need to be rich?" And I wrote to them and I said, "You need to be at least be worth $100 million to be like rich, like really rich, like." You're rich. Not, of course, you're rich. If you have $1 million, you're also rich. But like, for me, being rich means you can make the effect that you want to affect because your production is so in, what you're doing is so big that you can actually change the world in some direction.
Right.
And when you have taxes, like things being signed off to create war for $500 billion, putting $500,000 somewhere is not like gonna like...
It's not really gonna make a big dent.
No. You have $500 billion.
I know.
Being changed in a single second.
Yeah.
So for me, rich, just like people say, like half the people are saying, oh, rich is just being able to be with your family, or rich is just being able to, you know, you can eat today. Or.
But everybody has their own understanding and their own view of life and that's view true. Of what rich would mean for them, that's you know? True. So you have a more of a broader scale of rich, what rich means, because you've decided to like look at the overall life situations that we have in this world. And it's up to oneself to decide to look or not look, or to decide to take responsibility or not take responsibility. Nobody could ever enforce that.
That's true.
So it's on the person's own, what they want to handle. And in fact, just so you know, like, to be perfectly honest, we weren't just automatically thinking about the entire world and what we want to do and how we want to help.
When I got this job for $100,000,
yes,
I thought I was pretty rich.
Yeah, we did.
I was
that's
like, this
what
is
I'm
rich.
Saying. We have to like take it back a step here,
100%.
You know, and like what we're actually dealing with, like. We were in that position before where I thought $1 million was like, what the heck? I can retire, never work again.
Did you think you were going to retire?
No, not really. No, because I knew that I wanted to donate $1 million. So, of course, I would have to keep working. I was just saying, I was being funny.
You didn't, but you weren't thinking about retiring?
No way.
Okay, I didn't think so because like, maybe we're not on the same page.
Definitely not.
I definitely don't ever want to retire. I don't feel like retiring. If you're retiring, it's so boring.
For sure.
Like you're done.
There's always games to be had.
Yeah.
There's always more to create.
Good.
But back then, our goals and our immediate future of what we were creating was just to put our daughter into a private school. That was
That's true. That was it. $500 more a month. That would be like.
That's all that we were looking for.
That's a good goal.
We weren't looking for making $1 million.
No. That's true. Do you know how much we sold in December?
No.
Do you want to know?
Sure.
Just in July, we just got a report. December was $12 million in sales.
Beautiful.
That's pretty good.
That's just Amazon or is that everything?
No, that's everything. Amazon was about 10.
Okay.
So again, I mean.
So marketplaces and everything else was about 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which.
Great.
This, I didn't.
I can't wait to see what the actual margins are on
that. I know. We're always checking out. But, you know, sales is easy to figure out. So, I like to be around people where I look at, I guess, the business and I go like, we're so tiny.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, Mike Beckham or Jabron Nias or like whatever, these guys, or the HexCloud guy, whoever.
That's why the podcast. That's why that podcast that, you know, what is it called again?
Which one?
The one with the three or four or five.
The Operators
guys.
Podcast? Yeah, yes. That's a good one. I like it. I listen to it.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I've only listened to a few episodes.
Yeah. They're crazy.
I know.
Jeremy doing whatever, 200 blah.
Oh my
million,
gosh. Amazing.
And so this year, Whitney.
Yes.
Do you know, I just got a quote today from redoing our website. Mm-hmm. How much you think like some of these guys spend on their website?
$100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least.
I know.
How much you think we'll spend?
$100,000?
The quote is $150,000.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. We did a site that was $1,000.
You're so funny. You like to drop that on me in the middle of a podcast. Jeez.
So, on this...
I would like to know all the information.
Of course. So,
who are these? What is this company? What's their track record? Yeah. Who's actually used them? What's the success rate? And I want to actually speak to those customers.
Absolutely.
Before you we do have. Any of that.
You already have. You just didn't even know it.
Okay.
So this is a recommendation. It's an agency called Van.
Okay.
V-A-A-N. It sounds Dutch, but the guy was Belize or anyway. So this is a company. And for the reason I'm talking about this is because for this year, mm-hmm. we need to crack the website. In my eyes, like our website and throwing traffic and that whole thing, mm-hmm. I believe if we do that, we could double our company just with the website.
Okay.
Like because it also gives us an ability to market people outside of Amazon.
But I have to tell you what I believe. Yeah, I believe our products are pretty cheap. And from
well,
what
not all of them. What about that one right there?
Okay, you're right. There's like probably about maybe 7 products that we sell, but they're not all of them are hero products. I would say out of those 7, maybe 2 of them are the top sellers.
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to say is that every time we've invested in the website, it has not done very well.
Do you know why?
I believe it's because of ads. Like, in order to do well on the website, you need to be able to do very well with ads and driving traffic to your website.
That's part of
it.
And if you don't
actually have a product that the person will buy, has a high enough profit margin, then it's not going to ever make sense.
Yeah. So here's the way I look at it.
So this is why I'm very hesitant on investing money in this website because our margins are not that high.
Well, that's not false. So, but I will say, Kitsch, they sell like a hair tie for like $8.
And the customer acquisition cost is pretty high.
For who?
In our industry. Well,
no, in our industry, no.
For on the website.
You mean for our company?
Yes.
Or for our company because our website is so garbage.
Oh, is that why?
Yes. I mean, I believe so. So here's the thing. Our first website I made.
Yes.
That was probably about a value-wise, maybe like $500, $1,000 website.
Okay.
Right. Then we had someone else. We heard in the Philippines, which they're fine. And then they redid their site. And apparently that was good. Mm-hmm. And that was akin, a monthly salary, which whatever it was. It's under $1,000 per month. And the site was done in 2 or 3 months or something. Cool. Then, you know what the next website was?
It was with this guy, Josh.
Yeah, so we had an agency guy and he recommended a person. But this is an agency recommending, not a brand recommending. Mm-hmm. And then we did that site. That was like $10,000.
Yep.
$12,000, something like that. And that did an improvement. And we actually got to like break even on ads. But then we also have returns and stuff. And I don't know if it was fully break even, but we had an improvement. Now, what if I told you that the guy doing our site is the same guy that did the HexCloud website, the same guy that did the Simple Modern website, the same guy that did like a bunch of these massive websites, they all had massive lifts and like huge change.
I would have so much more certainty that it would be successful. But also, yeah. I do have to say, look at HexCloud, look at Simple Modern.
What about them?
What other company was it that they...
There's a bunch of other ones, but I don't know. They do like also Land's End.
Okay. Well, like, I want to actually look at those companies because and see how many products do they have at a higher price point because they have better margins. The majority of our products are actually little tiny things like a garlic press, a frother.
Yes, but there's also bundling.
Garlic rocker. So that's bundling. What I'm saying. Like, in order for us to actually do it, we would have to create bundles.
But you know, that's what they do.
Okay, great.
That's what they make the experience.
Selling the item.
An Airbnb package.
Okay, love it.
Airbnb package.
Okay, Aaron,
you got
good.
Your special. Okay.
I would be totally on board if we actually have a catalog of items that are offered on the site that would make it make sense.
100%.
The way it is right now makes no sense. Well, and we've tried it already.
So our website right now is a $10,000 website.
Right. I know, I got it. I understand.
That's about a third of what we'll spend. Like, some days we spend ads like $30,000.
Right.
The entire website, it's not even one third of that.
I know.
Our website is, anyway. But at this point, people ask too, like, should they have a website when they start Amazon? I'm like, no, you don't need a website. You don't even need an Amazon storefront. All you need is the page. Like, it's not, but now where we're at, I do think that that store is going to be a place where we can make it to reduce the ad costs, to spend money.
I think it would be a great idea.
Huge. But so that's the guy anyway. That's the guy.
Beautiful.
Who did the Simple Wonder website, the Hashtag website.
Did he
website.
Reach out to you or what
no,
happened?
Here's what happened. So Brian Porter is the chief marketing officer maybe for mm-hmm. Simple Wonder. Mm-hmm. And he actually did a post of like, what is his like tech stack? Like what he does on the site, what they use. Mm-hmm. And they use this guy. And they have a rave recommendation. They love him. They did all the stuff and like him and the team and everything. And I go, let's give it a shot. So I had to call the guy today.
Okay.
And I think it'll be good for the new year to get something going. It takes literally 4 to 6 months to get the site up.
All right.
Research phase and this. And they have like, they get people and recruit them to do like this and say, okay, if you wanted to pick the right color, how is the experience? Blah, blah, blah. And they test like what our site is now, which is obviously going to be garbage. And then what would be like the benchmarks they want to get to, that someone feels they have the good experience. They found the product they wanted. They wanted the color they wanted. That whole experience is like perfect. And anyway, I think it's a good expansion strategy.
For sure. I agree.
Yeah. And it's about the people, right? Because if you don't have the right people.
You're so funny that you wanted to bring this up in the middle of a podcast.
I mean, why not? We have a topic to talk about. Do you have any topics you want to talk about?
No, that's it. Yeah. That's good.
I think it's fantastic. And then buying companies. I think buying companies
it's amazing. I'm so excited about this.
People who buy companies right now, when there's so few buyers, the interest rates are so high, are going to see a massive lift. I believe they will see a massive lift generally because the market is undervalued right now. The market is so undervalued because people can't buy. And who's going to buy when some of these big guys are going bankrupt? They're not doing well. Like, people are not buying. So the people that can buy, I think, are going to do extremely well.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm on board.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it. So what do you think about the year, and what's the most important thing for a person to do? Like, what are you doing this year? Your focus this year for you to have the best year of your life.
That is a very interesting question. Why don't you answer that for yourself first?
Well, you have to ask me for them first.
Okay, so what is the most important thing that you could do this year that's going to give you the most happiness?
That wasn't my question.
Okay, well, that's my question.
Okay, the most happiness. I for me, I think happiness comes when you want to do something for a long time and you finally do it, like, and you push good enough and hard enough or whatever, like go at it in whatever angle, hard, not easy, whatever way, but you keep going at it and you finally get that big thing that you really wanted. And I think that is how to achieve happiness.
That's right. I agree with that.
So I think for me this year, the most important thing is going to be finish up my course, release it and sell it and get people and change their lives to be from like where I was and get them through the same changes that I had personally.
Right.
To go from cannot support a family, cannot like afraid to have a child, to saying no, I can have a child. I can actually have multiple children and I can actually grow and provide for more than like for me, my immediate family, extended family, and for like providing jobs, providing opportunity for other people. And I want to bring people up through that. So for me, like doing that course and getting people through that is going to be a massive thing, I think, for me.
Okay.
And learning that, like, marketing to people, like, hey, you can do this. And something that's not crazy, like a monthly cost that's like doable, where it can be massive, just like change people's lives. I want to do that. And then second, one or two books.
Okay.
That was my thing last year and the year before, and I never did it. So I have my kids' book, you know, the Miss Marine that I want to do.
Yes.
And then I have the Amazon book, because like the course comes out, But let's say you can't do the course, or let's say you don't have internet. Not you don't have internet, but like maybe, I don't know, let's say someone who doesn't have access to internet so frequently.
Yes.
They may want to study the book offline and then maybe go to a cyber cafe and do it. So not everyone has access to internet like we have right here.
It's true.
So it's like be able to reach people that get the dream and the idea and can focus and study the book, get the concepts, get the thing, and then be able to go and then focus on the few things when they have internet. So I want to have the book version. I want to have the course and have our own people where they come and they come in and they know exactly what they have to study, what like the training materials for them when they come in, and they know exactly what they're responsible for. They're familiar with, I don't know, the law of their area. They're familiar with the guidelines of the area. They're familiar with like just fundamentals of marketing, whatever it is that they need to do. And they, if I can come in, because it's already happened many times when people come in, they come inside and inside they learn from us, but a lot of times it's from a person.
Right.
And then they come out and they become so skillful and then they can move up and they do bigger and better things and they do better things with us or big, like whatever. We have a lot of partnerships we've done. And so I want to do that at a bigger scale. And I think that's going to start with the book. Well, the kids book, I just
so I think that I think those are great, great goals.
Yes.
And I love them. And I think that I can help you with them. And the first step is figuring out what's the estimation of effort.
A lot.
Required.
Well,
to make each of those things happen.
Yeah.
And then actually working that out.
Sure.
And then investing the time.
Sure.
Yeah. Good.
So what about you? What are the things for you for this year?
What was your question?
I forgot my question too.
Okay.
But I will say, what are you going to focus on this year to make 2024 be the best year of your entire life?
Well, that's a very good question. I would say that there's something that I've embarked on personally to help me be a better version of myself. And it's a gorgeous journey that I have started spiritually. And I'm planning to invest probably like 2 to 3 hours of my life every single day to help me be a better version of myself, so then I can actually work on and accomplish my goals and my purposes that much more clearly and that much more finitely and without any other deviations or distractions, because I'll myself be doing better personally. So I'm not even that I'm doing bad or anything like that, but I believe there's no absolutes and nobody is perfect and there's always room for improvement. So I can definitely improve. And I'm very excited about improving myself and the result that will happen as from doing that, because I want to be able to be so incredibly effective that I decide X is going to happen and then X happens because my intention is so strong that X is going to happen and I push through anything until X happens. Like, for instance, Aaron wants this book done. There's obviously, he's wanted this done for 2 years. He's told me about it. This is a goal he's wanted, right? He's mentioned it to me many times in our lives. And of course, I would love to help him do that. But for one reason or another, there's different barriers that occur that stop that from happening. So if I can be a better version of myself and improve myself, then I can also help my husband do whatever his goals are at a more direct and a faster rate. And the way that we've operated and produced mostly in regards to in our life and also business and relationship wise is we are supporting each other in everything that we do.
True.
And
mostly everything.
Okay. Yes, mostly everything. And so basically I would be helping him with his goals and he helps me with my goals and purposes. And even this business wouldn't be here right now if he didn't start that course 9 years ago, basically. Aluna's almost nine. She'll be nine in 2 weeks. So nine years ago. And, so it's just, that's what I'm going to be, that's what I'm very excited about. And for this year.
Amazing.
And I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Now, I just realized we started Amazon right after Luna was born.
That's right.
So that's an easy way to know how long we've been selling.
Yes.
Yes. Luna's age. That's really cute.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I very much remember it.
Of course.
Because I birthed her.
Of course. You've delivered her into this world.
That's right.
So, do you know what happened when I sent this flyer today?
Did Chase call you and ask you if you were of clear mind?
Yes.
And that if you if you were possessed?
Yes.
Are you under some serious stress?
Yeah.
That would motivate you to send that money? Yeah, yeah. Of course they would, because Chase wants to keep the money. Yeah. They want to invest the money so that they can make more money.
Yeah.
And if
there are also so many scams.
Of course.
I talked to the banker today. There was a lady who came in and said she's been called over and over by the IRS to send a payment that the IRS needs.
Yes.
And the bank is like, the IRS does not call you for wires. Don't send the money. And the banker, the lady at the Chase Bank, literally said, like, do not send that money. And she's like, you know what? And three people came out and talked to her and said, like, do not send that money. It is not the IRS. There is not a bill that you need to pay. And they're like, so she left. Then she came back like 3 days later. No, it really is. It's really them. Like, absolutely. I need to send this out. And they're like, no. And then it's like, I will not send this wire to you. They went to another branch. The lady's trying to send out this money. She went to another branch. The branch called the first branch and is like, hey, what's up? And they said, do not send it. It's fraud. And the guys are like, yeah, but it's her money. It's not our money.
Oh, wow.
So we'll have to send it out if she keeps insisting. So they send out the wire. $900,000.
Oh, no.
$900,000 this poor lady is sending to the IRS, who's incessantly calling her and saying she needs to pay this bill. And it even says it here on the wire thing. Like, it literally says here, here are some trending scams to watch out for. Someone claiming to represent law enforcement, the IRS, Social Security, Medicare, or Immigration Services. They pretend they're one of those people, and then they ask for a wire. Ask for a wire. IRS, nobody calls you for a wire. No. They do not call you. They send letters, they send this, and it's very official. Anyway, so then, sure enough, the lady comes back 7 days later, and it's like, hey, I need my money back. Because it was the wrong place, and she confirmed it somehow. And they're like, sorry, we told you. Like, it's too bad, your money's gone. But it's their money. So this kind of stuff happens. Okay.
Jeez.
And right there, right here, this little local little Clearwater. $900,000 the lady's sending out. So yes, they asked me, like, how do you know the business person? How do you know this? They asked me a bunch of questions, but then they asked me this. You know what's very interesting?
What?
This is because literally Chase knows how much of a scam right now these Amazon automation services are. I said, we're buying this company. And the guy goes, oh, would you mind letting me know, do you know what products the company sells? And I go, yes, of course, it's this and this and this. And he goes, oh, okay. But why is he asking that question? Because I will tell you, there's people who ask for, you've not heard of this, they ask for like a lump sum, $40,000, $50,000, and they say, I will set up your Amazon for you. Just give me $50,000, I'll set it up for you. You've not seen this before?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I mean, I saw it with, I think Titan was offering a service.
No, not that.
But I didn't think that was a bad thing.
No, that's another thing. That's like a done for you, and that's like a monthly, and they set up the brand. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
I'm talking about there's people who literally like AmazonAutomationServices.com or some, I don't know what the exact website is, but they go and they said, hey, we're going to do everything for you. You have it going, and you're going to make X amount of money in this amount of months, this, blah, blah, blah. You pay them a big chunk of money, and they do it all hidden. You don't know the people.
Yeah.
You don't know who's doing it, and you're supposed to have a store that makes you all this cash. Okay? And they go, yeah, all we need is a one-time $50,000 payment, and we're good. We got you.
Oh, wow.
So you send the $50,000, and you don't even know what you're selling. And then sometimes it's reselling, sometimes it's private. I don't even know exactly how it works, but I know that a friend of mine called is like, hey, this person had a present, and they sent me the presentation. And the presentation is like, literally none of it. It says we have this amazing opportunity, this great supplier, this great thing.
Mm-hmm.
And never does it tell you what product you're selling.
Wow.
You literally do not even know what product you're selling. So
that's
horrible. You put $50,000 in, and it's like, hey, what are we selling?
So
oh, sorry, I can't tell you.
Just
I can't tell you that.
Don't get scammed by this, okay?
If you're going to invest in something, and you cannot be told what product you are selling, that might be a sign that it is a total scam, and do not wire your money. So we have a fund only for accredited investors, and you know what brand you're investing into. You know the products, you know the stuff, and it's like, here is the company. Not like, hey, send us money. We're going to buy some mystery product. And you know what they say?
Mm.
This company, they say, the automation guys, we know that if we gave you the name of the product that we're selling,
yeah,
then you'd be able to do it on your own, and you would lose the value, and there'd be too much competition.
That's bullshit.
So it's hidden, and the reason it was hidden is because if someone found out about it and they took it over, then you lose your margin. How solid, how rock solid is that company,
okay,
guys?
Well, anyways. Okay, got it.
Anyway, I just wanted to share that. It was so interesting. It's like, do you know what products this company's selling? You know, as of like, of course, some people are like, no, I don't know what products they're selling, actually. They said they're doing it all for me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's crazy. And you know, someone was wrote to me as well on Instagram saying like, hey, I want to work for you. I worked for a lot of Amazon people before, softwares. And I'm like, okay, so what before? And he's like, an Amazon automation company. And I go like, are you kidding me? I'm not going to hire you, man. You're selling a criminal, like literally a criminal, disgusting, horrible service. And he says, hold on, let me see what he said. He said, I hear a lot of people say this, but it was a well-established business.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, you're literally defrauding people. The guy goes, it's a very well-established business.
That's pretty rough.
That's his response.
Well, he has to live with himself, Aaron. So the guy has to somehow make it okay. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to live with himself.
I know, it's pretty sad.
That's the way that works. Even criminals, in some cases, don't think they're criminals. Yeah. If they did, they would stop.
Yeah. Yeah, one would hope, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's good. Starting up 2024. And do you think did you make New Year's goals?
Not yet. We need to do it.
What's going on
here? We need to go.
We did goals.
I said, let's hash out our goals here in front of everybody. Why not, Aaron?
We could. Yeah. I think I want to have 5 babies.
Oh my gosh.
We need 2 more. I thought, you know, we need to have more than 3. 3 is like a bit average.
Okay.
When you have 4, I think you're in the high, like a lot of children.
Yes.
But I know people with 4 children. I don't know a single person that I'm like friendly with can talk to in this that have 5 children. So I feel like to be an overachiever, Whitney. I like overachievement. And I think in having a huge, massive, amazing, beautiful family,
mm-hmm.
they're all going to be wonderful kids. And then we also have a lot of chances of making sure, like, you know, it's so funny because I forgot, some parent was telling me this and I think it was funny, but there was a family and they had one child, right?
Yes.
And the child turned out well, like, I guess a good, like, moral, productive, contributing citizen, member of society, etc. And they said, like, we're such good parents, right? And this other parent, and they had like 4 children, and they go, you have no idea if you were a good parent. That kid could have just been an angel. You were trying to you just didn't mess it up too hard. But if you got 5 kids, yeah. If you got 5 kids and they're all good, like, damn, that means you're a good parent. That means like you are a good parent, right? If you have 2, it could just be a roll of dice, you know, because they could have been good without you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh. So you want to prove something to yourself?
Are we a good, that's one of the reasons, because are we good parents?
Gosh.
We have to see, like, can we raise children? You know?
Let's see, Aaron.
Yeah, okay. We got time.
I'm already 40.
You know, so there's
You're not.
I'm not 40, but I don't have to birth a child either. So but here's the thing.
That's the point.
Oh yeah, okay, good. So here's the thing.
That's why, yeah, it matters.
I saw yesterday this lady. Her name is Chia. Chia Mosley.
Yes.
She just started a whole Instagram about having a baby because uh-huh. she had a baby at 47.
Yeah, she was in perfect shape too.
So maybe there was their goals. Yeah. We get in perfect shape, have the baby, do the thing. And so he's open.
What?
So are you open?
I don't know, Aaron.
Okay, let's see. First, we got to do the 4th.
Okay.
And then we'll do the 5th, right? So after the 4th, you're okay on the 4th.
I mean, of course.
Okay, good. So we've been working on the 4th. And so, and then after that, we'll see. See you on the 5th. We got time. Mm-hmm. And then do you have any other comments for the year, for goals, for anything like that?
Well, I'm very excited about this year in regards to the company and the success. We just recently changed our whole strategy of how we... do new products and give love and care to our existing products. And hopefully, I'm hoping that that's going to create a huge change in our company, specifically in just like a minor little change that we did.
I think a major change.
In regards to packaging.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Made a big difference. So when you have a company that's this large, when you make these little changes on even the size of packages, it makes it does make a big difference. So right now we're becoming more focused on efficiency and also giving love to our existing products. And this is something I've been like preaching for like 4 years.
True.
And like when he was obsessive about, you know, doing one product launch a day, it got to that point.
No, I got to five every weekday.
Okay, five to every weekday was really obsessive. And I was like screaming like, oh my God, how are we going to handle this? This is like crazy. Like even the manpower alone, how are we going to deal with all these SKUs and give all the SKUs enough love to actually make it to number one? So now we've like dialed it back, like way back, and we're focusing on our existing catalog and resourcing products as needed from our existing catalog while giving each one of those items more love, which That's is right. very, very exciting. And I think that we'll see some good growth from that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, guys. That was the first podcast of the year, starting off the year strong.
Yes.
So how many podcasts do you think we should do this coming year? There's 52 weeks in a year.
We should do maybe one a month.
One a month, I think it's good. I think it's a good rhythm.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's one of the goals we have for this year. Yeah. 12 podcasts. I think we'll overshoot it. I think we can do more. If we did one weekly, that would be like amazing.
We'll have to see. If we end up having a baby this year, then that's not going to necessarily happen exactly like that unless we shoot them beforehand and we shoot a bunch back to back and then we could do it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we would also love to know what you guys would like to hear about, like from us. We obviously work together. We live together. We eat together. We have kids. We're married for the last, I think, 12 years.
We got married in 2012, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be 12 years this year.
Mm-hmm. February is when we got together. Yeah. Okay. So yes, let us know.
It's true. And we also didn't spend a long time to get married. From February, and we got married in July, no?
Mm-hmm.
That was quick.
Yeah, it was.
That was fast. In or out, baby.
That's right. In or out. That's what I kept saying. Are you in or are you out? Do you love me or not? Do you not love me? What's the definition of love? Look at love. How can you not say you love me?
How can you not love this? How can I love this?
But then when I showed you the definition, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, I love you.
That's true. That's a true story.
Yeah.
All right, and we love you guys.
Yes.
Thanks for listening.
We do.
And leave us a review. Leave us something. Just keep listening, guys. Thanks for listening. If you made it to the end of the year, it means you sat and listened to us for, I don't know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it was. We appreciate that. If you find this helpful to somebody, share it with them. Leave us a great review. And whatever you need, like leave it in comments. We actually are responding now to comments. So like put comments on YouTube. You find us, put comments, and then we can see. We'll do like a video review for you. A video comment, and hit us up.
Peace.